Take your Bible and turn to the second Psalm. Psalms chapter 2. Bible says in verse number 1, so why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Watch number 4. So he said, but he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be our help, on this thought. A cure for the fearful. A cure for the fearful. Now, if we take this scripture here, this text, and we rightly consider it, these verses, a form of a cure for that that's fearful in our lives. We see, as the Bible's teaching us here, and He asks us a couple questions. He says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Now, they're raging against the things of God, and they imagine a vain thing, or you might say they imagine evil things. Those things that's contrary to God and godliness. And they the heathen rage, and they imagine vain things, evil things. They conspire against the God of heaven. Now, I don't know if you know it or not, but people that do those things like that are not going to come out good in the end. There's not a good prospect for people that would rage against God and do vain things. Amen? If they imagine vain things, if they do evil things and do evil things on purpose, it'll not come out good in the end. But he said, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against who? The Lord. Man, they're messed up. Anybody that would go against the Lord. Hey, listen, I'll just tell you, if you don't hear anything else Pastor Jeff says tonight, it's a whole lot easier to go with the Lord than to go against the Lord. Amen? You go with the Lord, praise God, He'll help you and take care of you, minister to you, feed you, supply all your needs. But if you go against the Lord, you're pretty much on your own. You're battling against the thing, everything in this world. But said these rulers and these kings set themselves, they took counsel together. See, it's not just just one or the other, but just like the day and hour we live, we got people that's coming together, it's organized, and they're coming together against the Lord. They're coming against Christians and Christianity. They're coming together against everything, every moral principle, everything that stands for goodness and righteousness today. And it beats all I've ever seen. They're indoctrinating their children. I wouldn't send my kid to college unless they wanted to be a doctor or something where they had to go. I wouldn't send them to a college. I'd send them to a tech school and get them to learn a trade, a good trade, and go to work. You send them these big liberal colleges and they beat their brains out and indoctrinate them into stupidity and send them off into the world to do stupid things. Amen. He said, preacher, you done quit preaching and went to meddling. I'm just telling you how it is. It's a fact. Amen. We take our children and we try to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And then there's a whole group of people that want to get them and indoctrinate them into the wiles of the devil. Amen. And I'm not talking about just any common school. I'm talking some of the best schools in the nation. And I don't know why I'm saying this now. Maybe you're thinking about going to some big college somewhere. And you do what you think you need to do, but you need to remember, praise God, that God Almighty needs to be first. He needs to be prevalent in everything that you do. You need to put Him first, praise God, and make Him that one and only priority. Amen. Don't let you stay upon the truths of the Word. But they begin to gather up against the Lord. And not only against the Lord God of heaven, but against His anointed. Now, who could the anointed be? That's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So these nations are united and gathered up against God Almighty and His precious, sinless Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. They got it in a day and an hour that you can't mention the name of Jesus because it upsets people. Amen. Praise God. I don't know why it would upset them. Praise God. Somebody that loved them enough to die for them on the cross of Calvary. It oughtn't to upset you at all. Only if you're living in sinfulness. But praise God, if we'll forsake our sin and seek a Savior, praise God, who loves us. He'll minister and lift us up above all that. But they come together in one accord. We'll get to the message here in just a minute. But he said, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. See, there he said, we don't want them to be controlling us. We don't want them to, tell us what to do. We don't want to try to them to set our morality. We want to set our own morality. Amen? What's happening today in the world today? We're having people that's setting their own morality without any conviction. Amen? Without conviction, there is no morality. It takes the convicting power of a holy God to convict our hearts and point us in the right direction, the direction that He'd have us to go, so He can help us, encourage us, and mold us and make us in the likeness of His image, so that He can help us in every aspect of all that we do. But they said they would rise up against that, and they said, we won't have Him to rule over us. Amen? Ain't that what the world's been saying for hundreds of years? We'll not have this man to rule over. Ain't that what the Pharisees said? Ain't that what the Sadducees said? Ain't that what all the ungodly said all down through the eons of time? As we'll not have this God to rule over us. Amen. Praise God. Whether you would do or not, praise God, He's still God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is still God. But then look what He says in verse number 4. So He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. That the Lord holds them in contempt. But the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord did laugh. He said, they're saying, you know what? We're going to do our own thing. We're going to go our own way. We're going to gather up. We're going to gather up all the leaders and the kings and the rulers, and we'll take counsel against the Almighty, against His anointed. We're gonna gather up. Hey, listen, there's day coming, and it's not too far down the road that the people in the worlds and the nations and our leaders is going to gather up against the God of heaven and the people and the children of God. Amen. They're going to try to destroy everything that God stands for. Amen. What do we think? How concerned are we, praise God, when divine truth is attacked? When the divine truth of God, what God says, He literally says Himself, when it's attacked, what do we do? How do we feel about that? I wonder how the Lord takes it. Amen. When people start gathering up against Him, going against Him, contrary to what He says, the Bible says that He setteth in the heavens, and He that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. Amen. He said He's going to laugh. God's going to laugh at man's puny essence and what they think they can do and who they think they are. But they can do nothing without Him. Jesus told us that, praise God. The only thing that we have, the life and the breath to breathe and walk in this world, is because God gives it to us. How crazy it is. And said, He that sat in the heavens shall laugh. This ain't the first place. Look over to Psalms 37. He says this again in Psalms 37. Psalms 37, verse 12. He said, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Amen. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. But look at verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, for He seeth that His day is coming. He said, you do that and you think you're doing a big thing. He said, but your days are numbered, buddy. God says, I know exactly the beginning from the end, and I'm going to take care of you down the road. If you don't change your ways, turn from your wicked ways and turn to the good ways of God. He said, I'm going to deal with you in a day or two. Amen. That's what He says. In Psalms 59, He says it again. Psalms 59, verse number 6. Listen to what He says. He said, they return back at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go around about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for two say they doth hear. For who say they doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Now that heathen is referenced to Gentiles, old lost dogs that he's talking about. And they said to have in derision. That means God says, I hold them in contempt. Amen. Praise God. We better anchor ourselves in the Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and we better stay there firm and fast till the end. There's no other place to go. There's no other place that we can get help. There's no other place from which we have the confidence that we need to have other than in Him. He said He laughs, praise God, at these efforts that they put forth. Amen. To disallow God and godliness, and said God laughs at their efforts. I thought about this. Said God laughs at their efforts. Amen. I thought of, you taking it as a daddy or a papa, and you get something in your hand. You get a little one, like a little fella, and you can get something in your hand, and you can hold it tight where they can't see it, but they want it. Amen. And they do everything in their world to try to get it out of your hand. They try to pull on your fingers, and they try to turn it, and they try to look in, and they try to look around, and they make all kind of funny faces, and you get so tickled that you can't help yourself. Amen. You get tickled at them. They're trying every way in the world to get to see what's in your hand, or to get that's in your hand. That's the same God, same way God does when people rise up against Him. They think, well, you know what? We don't need God. We can make it without God. We'll conspire against God. And God just laughs, just like He does that little old child that's trying to get something out of his daddy's hand. Amen. It's useless. There's no way that they can get that. There's no way they can prize that. There's no way they can achieve getting that out of his hand. He just chuckles at them. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. Praise God. But we see how God plays this thing out. We see how that cure for the fearful and the inspiration of this, as God plays it out for us. We see it in Acts chapter number 4. As God plays this out, He lays it out there for us so that we can see it clearly tonight. In Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 18. Now they've done got Peter, and they've done Peter and John, and they've rebuked them for preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, for preaching in His name. Verse number 18 said, they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now watch Peter. But Peter and James answered, or Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shewed. Now he's talking about that man that sat at the beautiful gate begging. He said he had been blamed from his mother, from his mother's womb. And here he tells he was 40 years old. It was 40 year old that this great miracle took place. This man, praise God, that Peter and John come to. And they saw him sitting at the gate. And with the love of God in her heart and compassion in her heart, they said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, Brother Bobby. And it said that fella, he went to 3 or 4 months of therapy, and he tried to get some strength. No. He come up out of there, praise God, jumping, walking, leaping, and praising God. 40 years old, praise God, never walked a day in his life. Had to be carried everywhere that he went. But the awesome power of an almighty God was able to lift him up right now, right quick, in a hurry, praise God. I put him upon solid feet and solid legs with a solid heart of love, walking and praising, going into the temple of God to worship and give God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a God we see who could not but preach and teach on the name of Jesus. Verse 23, he said, being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine things, vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. You see how the Holy Ghost of God just filled in where it talked about the Lord. Then it talked about God Almighty. It talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, His anointed. And the Holy Spirit of God goes back there and takes Psalms 2. And He plants it right here. And they said, you know what? This day is this fulfilled in the eyes of an Almighty God. This day is fulfilled in our eyes. God has showed us the fulfilling of His Scriptures in Jesus Christ the Savior. Amen. Praise God. He said, the king of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Man, he had the kings and the rulers. They had the Gentiles. They had the Jews, the Israelites. And they said they were gathered together against the Lord's anointed, against God Almighty and Jesus Christ the Savior, for to do whatsoever thine hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. Amen. But look how it plays out. They thought, yeah, we're going to do this. Didn't even realize that God had already predetermined every action that they would commit. Everything that they had do, Brother Jamie, God had already predetermined it. The Ancient of Times already knew what men would do. It's no surprise. God sitting in the portals of glory when they decided to create the things of the world. They decided to create me and you. And He knew that we would fail and come short of His glory. And He established a plan with Jesus Christ, His Son, praise God, that He would come and live and love and die for our sins, yours and mine, that through Him we might be saved. Praise God. He said, Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Thou stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of that holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, watch this, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So this was this time we see the second filling the Holy Spirit. They were gathered together in one mind and one accord. And when you come together in one mind and one accord, it shakes things up. God began to shake up. He said, by the power of the healing and the wonders and the signs and the wonders in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. The place was shaken. Praise God. And they were all filled. They were all shaken. Had the Holy Ghost shake going on. Praise God. They was excited. They was determined. And so they went out and spake the word of God with Holy Ghost boldness. That's what it does. That's what God does. So we see in the interpretation of Acts chapter number 4, it asserts the full fulfillment of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Praise God. We see the cure for the fearful. Amen. To be true, even in the events the efforts during the dark days of the days to come, the ones that's coming prior to the ushering in of the millennium. We see it unfolding before our eyes. We see God setting this thing up and preparing a people, preparing a nation, preparing the whole world, praise God, for looking for a Savior who's Jesus Christ the Lord. We see those that's fearful, that's looking for that destruction from on high. In Revelation chapter number 6, in Revelation chapter number 6 and verse number 12, let me just show you right quickly. I can find it. Revelation chapter number 6 and verse number 12. And he says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, which she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places." There was some shaking going on. Now watch this. "And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the captain and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman." Wow, that kind of sounds like Psalms chapter 2, don't it? He said, "hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said unto the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall abide, or who shall be able to stand?" Amen. Who shall be able to stand? Praise God. He goes on over. Let me just show you one more. Over in Revelation chapter number 9, verse number 6. He said, "In those days shall man seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." Amen. They're going to try to die, but they can't, because God's wrath is being poured out. The cure for the fearful, praise God, is to trust in the Lord God Almighty, to be on His side when He comes. Amen. How fearful we become when we hear of wars and rumors of wars. Somebody called me yesterday and they just upset, tore up about this. We're going to get into a war. We're going to be in World War III. What do we need to do? I said, we just do what we've always done. We pray and trust God. Amen. That's all we can do. Amen. All we can do is just pray and trust the Lord. He said He would take care of us. He wouldn't forsake the righteous, those that are right according to His Word. Amen. But what do we need to do? We need to just listen to what God says. Let me just give you this and I'll hush. Over in Luke chapter number 21. Luke chapter number 21. The Bible says this in verse number 25. He said, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, and with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken." And now watch this. "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Glory, hallelujah. He's on our side. Praise God. He's coming with power and great glory. We're talking about the glorified Christ. Praise God. Divine in majesty. Might and majesty, praise God. The glory of the heavens. But he said, here's where we have a cure for fearfulness. He says, "And when these things begin to come to pass," he says, when you begin to see them happening, kind of like they are now, he said, "then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Amen? He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, when you see them begin to come to pass, He said, don't hang your head down. Don't hang your head down. But do what Jesus says to do. Amen. The cure for the fearful is just do what Jesus says to do. When you see these things begin to come to pass, don't hang your head down, praise God, but look up. Lift up your head. Because your redemption draweth nigh. In other words, He's telling us, praise God, that we don't need to be feared. A cure for being fearful is to be looking up, expecting till Jesus comes. Amen? Till He calls us to be with Him. And then the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you, but praise God, ever seems like a pretty good time to me. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. No more parting or separating, praise God. We'll be in that place of perfect peace. The kind of peace that Jesus Christ has to offer to you and me. Amen. He setteth in the heavens. He that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. Go laugh. He's going to chuckle. What do you think you're doing? Can you imagine how crazy it looks to God when people try to go against Him? Against Him? Try to rebel against the God of heaven? The one that controls everything? By the Lord Jesus Christ? By whom all things consist? He said He holds everything together? And people think they can rebel against Him? How crazy is that? All He'd have to do, He's holding it all together. And you think you can rebel against Him, all He's got to do is go. And man, you talk about shaking up your world. Amen. I'm talking about God's got it all. He controls all, got it all in His hands. By Him, Jesus Christ, all things consist, are held together. You get to rebelling against Him. Can you just imagine? That's what He's talking about. That's what the Bible's telling us about. It said you can't rebel against God because God is God. And He's got a way of shaking things up to get your attention. Let me just say this real quickly and I'll hush. Why is it every time we get in a bind, everybody gets in a bind, they want to run away from God instead of running to God? Amen? I think I'm just going to stay with Him and just let Him hold it all together. Say, well, preacher, it feels like it's falling apart. Yeah, it may be all around. But Jesus Christ said, by Him all things consist, are held together. We know that the old proverbial, bad things happen to good people. We know that. Amen. We go through things that we don't understand. We have illnesses and things happen that we can't comprehend. Hey, Paul did too. He said, I prayed thrice that God would remove it. He didn't. So the messenger Satan to buffet me. But she said, you know what? God said, hey, said, glory to God. Said, I'm just going to preach on because it's just God's way of keeping me humble. Amen. And I got news. I told somebody the other day, I am no better than Paul. Amen. Paul said, these light afflictions that we endure here in this world. Just light afflictions, praise God. Why? Because they're going to pass away. And then we're going to fly away to glory. To be with Him. Amen. We're looking for a Redeemer. The cure for the fearful is to be looking for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we see the wars and rumors of wars and people going berserk over thinking they're going to lose all their finances and all their wealth and all their... Hey, listen, it isn't yours anyway. It belongs to God. Amen. Hello? It belongs to the Lord. It's all His. Amen. Praise God. So we just put it in His hands. It's all His anyway. Praise God. And just say, Lord, it's yours. Whatever you want to do with it. But I know I'm going to be all right. Because You've promised, Lord, that You'll take... I just hold Him to His promise. So, Lord, You promised You're going to take care of me. And I'm just taking that all the way to the bank. Then thank You, Lord Jesus, for the confidence that we have. Amen. The cure for the fearful is Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.